From the Gonzaga University Podcast Network, I'm Jack Talbot, and you're listening to Zag to Zag. Hi guys, welcome to Zag to Zag.
Thank you for having us.
Who am I sitting down with today?
I'm Grace Buchanan, a senior here at Gonzaga.
Awesome.
I'm Graham Sabin, senior here at Gonzaga.
And Mateo Valdez, also a senior here at Gonzaga.
Boom. So if you haven't picked up already, we're all seniors. So obviously we're going to be reflecting today. We're in a reflecting mood. So how has the Gonzaga experience kind of been? Like if you were to encapsulate those 4 years, has it been good? Has it been bad? I don't know. Give me the honest take.
Oh, honesty. I think it's been nothing short of fantastic. I almost feel lucky in a sense that we started during COVID. Because it only got better. Like, we truly started with the bare minimum. All you had is the people around you, and there weren't very many people. And from there, it's just grown. I feel really lucky that we've been able to create the community we've had been. I think also starting in adversity has really promoted everybody else to go connect with each other and really break those bubbles as we got the opportunities to do so.
Mm-hmm. With that, I was thinking about starting the pandemic, too, and how if I chose one word, it was a roller coaster. Like at the start, like I look back and I compare the experience I had my freshman year and then my senior year, and it feels like completely different experiences. And I think despite that, you know, a lot of my friends from high school, they didn't even get to go to their colleges like in the first place. So just the fact that I was able to go to Gonzaga was a blessing in of itself in a time where no one knew anything of like what to do, what was smart. I think Gonzaga handled it pretty well relative to the rest of the kind of country. So I was blessed to go in the first place, but just having, you know, very kind of strict rules and everything. It was a very slow start, but it made me appreciate Gonzaga so much more once things kind of started to like developing back to its normal state. So, yeah.
Are you guys ready for graduation? How many times do you think we're going to hear COVID mentioned?
Oh my gosh.
I hope it's under 10.
I think every speech is going to bring it up within the first 2 minutes.
I'm going to be frustrated if that happens.
I'll take the over on
You'll
that.
Take the over?
Yeah.
Okay. I was doing a little research on graduation. There's a lot of bagpipes. Have you guys seen? There's.
I'm a huge bagpipe fan.
You're gonna love graduation.
Are you gonna be bagpiping?
I'm not a very big bagpiper.
Okay.
But
it's never too late.
You'll hear me. I'll enjoy it for the first 5 minutes, but probably not the whole 40.
It's really inspirational music.
It's really, the homeland.
Yes, exactly.
Brings you back.
Yes. If you listen to it while playing guitar, it's even better.
Really?
That's what my sister does. Yeah.
For the immersion.
Yeah, she really likes to be fully immersed, locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done the board games in the basement of Foley? Have you ever seen that wall?
Seen them, never played them. I think we have a puzzle at our house.
That's cool.
We've done a puzzle.
You stole a puzzle from Foley?
We probably gave it back.
Good to save there.
Good save.
Yeah. Grace has played Catan at the COG, though. Kind of started this whole time.
It's called Cogton.
Oh,
Cogton. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Excuse me.
It's great.
Yeah, come on, Mateo.
Please. No, that was last semester. It started just when some of my guy friends, we all met at the Cog. Mm-hmm. We were just hanging out. I was like, oh my gosh, you're here? No way. And they're like, yeah, we're going to play Cogton. Do you want to come? And then I saw two of my other friends, Katie and Kellen. And I was like, do you guys want to play Cogton? They're like, yeah, let's play Cogton. So we all went upstairs, and that was our Tuesday lunch tradition for the rest of the year.
I've played Cogton, I think, once.
I want to say I won every time. I was told to tell you guys on this podcast that I won every time. Mm. I never won.
Never?
I was there. I can confirm.
Yeah, Mateo would stop by. It'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
We all
with all my vegan cooking.
Honesty is important.
It's one of our values here, Zach.
Look at that. Yeah.
What can we say?
Yeah. Well, as we kind of look back, is there one thing that you're really proud about in your 4 years? Is there anything that comes to mind?
I mean, okay, so I guess I'll hop in. I would say that, yes, there are things that I'm very proud of, but to sit and think about what I'm proud of is a lot harder. I've never actually had to do that until you just asked the question before this. Phone a friend. Somebody else hop in.
There's too many to think of.
Yeah, that's the big problem.
I think also it's hard because you have so many memories and we've been involved in so many things on campus, luckily. For me, it's just like the person I've transformed into. We took a class last semester all together with Josh Armstrong for our Hogan minor, and it was called Strategic Leadership. And we really got to explore ourselves as leaders and look at our strengths. And I think just like the transition I've made as a person, a leader, the confidence I've had has allowed me to show up fully in the spaces I've been in to create community. So I'm like leading our meeting and tours, part of our ambassador program. So that's like 60 to 80 ambassadors that I'm managing, making sure all the tours are filled, making sure all these spots are filled, and like playing even just a small role in someone's college experience and journey has been incredibly fulfilling. Like every tour I give, us being a part of Hogan and creating that community has been super fulfilling. I'm really proud of the work we as a class have put in to model for other students. Yeah, I don't know if you want to touch on that more, Mateo.
Yeah, so I was kind of having trouble putting it into words, but I think, like, broadly speaking, I'm just proud of looking back. I've really done everything I can to take advantage of the amazing community we have at Gonzaga. Of course, I haven't been to any other colleges, but it feels, like, very, very unique, like, to this university, just seeing how, on a surface level, how every door is open for you in every building. And then once you actually explore those people that open the door for you, you realize, like, wow, these are amazing people too. And those people are just, like, everywhere. And I've, you know, both through experience I've created and also already created experiences that I've experienced, like Search, basically. I went on Search, which is the weekend-long retreat that the Office of Ministry puts up. And Jack, you were there too. And I know Grace and Graham did it last year or last semester.
Yeah, we did in October.
Yeah. Very cool. And that experience was amazing. I can't really speak too much about the details because, like, it's supposed to be a secret for anyone who hasn't done it yet. But regardless, it was really a testament to, like, how caring the Gonzaga community is. Mm-hmm. Like, details aside, the amount of detail that was put into it and the amount mm-hmm. of care for, like, every single person participating in the retreat. And it was, like, a student-led and ran thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, these were student, like, employees who were running the whole show. It was just, like, phenomenal. And I just, you know, I felt so kind of loved by, like, Gonzaga as a whole. So I'm never going to forget that experience again. And I want to make sure I do that to as many people as I can for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, sure. Yeah. I think, too, that when we're talking about the things that we're most proud of, I don't really think accomplishments at Gonzaga or things I've done outside of school or intramural shirts or whatever. Actually, those are pretty proud of.
But in the presence of royalty.
Exactly. But I don't think that's what I'm most proud of. I think in reality, I am very proud that I have a really strong group of people that either I can turn to or turn to me as people that they'll actually, like, come for asking for advice or for help and vice versa. That was something that I didn't really have as much in high school. I had friends and I had people I would hang out with, but I think throughout the 4 years, now I've lived with the same six guys for the last 4 years. I've had friends since sophomore year that are, I still consider some of my best friends. And that is what I'm most proud of, is having those relationships more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. It's something I'm not proud of myself with, but, like, proud of other people that I see and interact with every day, is that, you know, there's a lot of good leaders in the world. Like, there's a lot of good people who are, you know, very productive, want to do their own stuff, like entrepreneurial, innovative, ambitious, what have you. There's a lot of them in the world, right? But I think what makes the Gonzaga difference is, like, for example, we have, you know, Grace running the Hogan board, Graham has had different startups, and then I can think of so many friends I have who have just done super impressive things. But that alone is impressive. But what's even more impressive and unique to Gonzaga to me is, like, the amazing people behind those impressive people. So next thing you know, like, bonding with those people is just so easy because, like, you know, for me, it's like I geek out over what they're doing, stuff like that. But then they're also such trustworthy people that it just makes connecting with people here at GU just so, so easy. And I know that some of these people I've known for, like, a few years, which in the grand scheme of things isn't that long, but I know they're going to stay lifelong friendships. So,
yeah. If there was a prospective student, or, and obviously you deal with a lot of those prospective students, or a freshman, mm-hmm. kind of what would you advise them? Or what's kind of something in your 4 years that you could give to them that they could really utilize?
Yeah.
Grace, so I'm going to hop in here. Because Grace does all the tours all the time. So I think she's got a very scripted answer that's ready.
Please.
She knows how to sell the students. But I am going to take a different approach. So I was actually able to convince my sister to come here as well. So she is a sophomore. And I mean, Grace ended up convincing her sister as well, too. But
I convinced my brother.
It's our one failure out.
My sister's at LMU. I have failed.
Darn. Yeah.
But what I really want to say, so I have friends at UW and people that went to a lot of other schools and other schools besides Gonzaga, and I think what really stands out, and we're going to continue to touch back on it, is the people aspect of Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite story to tell, so when I was thinking about colleges to go to, there was no world where I wanted to go to Gonzaga. It was not on my radar. And my mom said, okay, we're going over towards Spokane anyway, we're going to go do a tour, and this is, I think, in October of 2019. So we came, we did a tour. I remember my ambassador had Birkenstocks on, and it was a phenomenal tour. I was really interested in engineering. They took me into the engineering lab. I was totally enthralled. I wasn't convinced that I wanted to go to Gonzaga yet, but it was getting to that point. And COVID hits in, was it March of 2020?
Yep.
And so the decision day hadn't been made yet. And so my dad said, you know what, let's go back to Gonzaga one more time. This is after everything shut down. School's not even happening for myself, for Gonzaga, whatever. We go onto Gonzaga's campus. It's rainy. There's no one around, and we're just trying to explore. And we were standing over on the Crux by Bulldog Alley and Jepson, that area, just looking around. And some guy, a couple guys came up, and they're like, hey, you guys looking for anything? And this is at a point where people just don't talk to you. It's COVID, whatever. Turns out this guy's an ambassador, gave us another full tour, brought us around the entire campus. And that is when I decided to go to Gonzaga. And from that point on, I would say that I consistently found just tons of people like that. Seniors when I was a sophomore that I would go to lunch with every day, that I'm going to two of their weddings this summer, which is way late, ring by spring and all that. But I just think the people you'll find, no matter the grade, are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Students, definitely. I think another underrated aspect is the professors. I mean, I've met some professors here who are just like absolute homies, like for lack of a better phrase. Like they, you know, they could be, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years older than me, but I still feel like, I don't know, like they're my friends, like honestly, like they're just so awesome. They care. Of course, it helps like the format of like having smaller classes and all of that, but that's not the whole part of the equation. I mean, the other half is like, you know, what are the professors actually like as people? And here they're like really cool. So I've like just, you know, had such a much easier time kind of figuring out my career and just kind of getting general advice from professors than I feel like, you know, at bigger schools you would have gotten. So I just really appreciate them for that. And even like outside of their normal like kind of business hours, office hours, like, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever, like they're still just like willing to help me whenever. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. The ambassador,
here it comes.
The ambassador part of me at the end of every tour will talk about how, you know, why I came to Gonzaga. I always mention the community. I'll refer back to the people I said hi to along the tour, the people that I gave high fives to, hugs, asked about their days while I'm giving the tour to kind of exemplify the community that we have in just the hour and a half that I can show them campus and everything it means to be a Zag. And then at the end of it, I'll say, there's all the reasons why you came, but it's really why you stayed. And it happens to be the same answer as why I came. But community shows up in hard times. I think Graham has a ton of really cool examples that he's already shared, Mateo as well. But something I will tell any student looking at any college, wherever you go and whatever you end up doing, buy in. You get in what you put out, and I know it's scary and it's easier to operate out of this fear mindset and this anxiety of like, I don't want to go out on that soccer field and kick around the ball or like play hacky sack or approach that group of people at the library, but just do it. And worst comes to worst, you never see them again. Or you have someone new to wave to on campus, or you meet a new friend, or you meet someone that's going to help you study for the test that then leads to an internship. Like, the butterfly effect is so real, and I just think when I look back and when you ask us what's most proud of, like, I bought into this school and I bought into this community, and I will never be able to give as much back to it as it's given to me. So that's what I would leave wherever you go, whatever you do. If it's LMU, if it's UW, if it's Gonzaga, buy in and put your heart in it. Put some skin in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jack, you transferred to Gonzaga.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was interesting because I went to U of O, so the big public school.
Yeah.
And, you know, just what I was thinking about when you guys were talking about giving the tours and
all
of the tour guides at U of O had very much matching outfits and they all had the little speaker thing like the yoga instructor would or the cyclist person. So exactly, the Peloton person. So they were all like very to the point. And then when I did my tour at Gonzaga, it was snowing. It was like, I think common theme, tours are in terrible weather.
I gave a tour today, it's raining, hailing, snowing, windy.
That's perfect. That's Gonzaga. Because it's still, you can still get the pitch off. You can still, it still works. But I think the difference, I mean, when I did my tour, to hear the experience, my tour guide, I'm now friends with my tour guide. I'm I didn't.
Who was your tour guide?
Courtney was my tour guide.
Oh, she's awesome. PR too.
I had no.
Yeah, she's great.
I, I would have never met those same people that I thought, like, because you meet the tour guide at the open of the schools, whether you're touring all across the West Coast or something, you meet those people and you're like, I would never meet those people at all because they're older than me or they're doing something else. And then when I came in, it's like I saw them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a huge difference to be able to actually engage with. Like, everyone was a part of the process.
Yeah.
And so, like, all of a sudden, oh, that person's in my class now, or that person's at the gym, or that person's over playing soccer on the field.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That part, just seeing that. I think it's the small school or medium school. Sh-medium. I think it's not small, sh-medium.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the most kind of tangible aspect of the community on campus. I think the community continues.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
well,
of course it continues after Gonzaga, but you see all of the, like, in my neighborhood, I see the occasional Gonzaga flag like driving around, and that's always fun. Or the Gonzaga license plate, and you're like, look at that.
I went to, so my dad's sister married a guy from Kentucky, and my sister ended up coming to Gonzaga, thank God. And I wear morph suits to big basketball games. They're head to toe, full body, skin tight suits, and I'll wear a jersey over it. And so this is the 1 year my sister and I are overlapping at school.
Mm-hmm.
We are playing Kentucky again because we have this series of games with them. It's in Kentucky. And it happened to line up right a week after my cousin had their third kid. So my sister and I get on a plane, we fly to Kentucky, and seeing the Zags along the plane ride, like, I think this Kentucky couple walked onto the plane from our flight from Denver to Lexington, and they go, "It's infested with Zags here." Disgusting. They're like, "Oh my God, they're everywhere." And she's looking around like, "Oh my God." There's like this really cute family behind me. It's my sister and I. She's passed out sleeping the whole time. I'm word searching. I'm hearing these two Zags in front of me talk about like their careers. They're probably 10 years apart. We get off the plane, we get off the tarmac, we get picked up. There's just like every single Zag you saw was always like a wave and a smile. And then at Rupp Arena, of course, we're walking in there looking like buffoons in our morph suits. And she has a blue one, so she blends right in. I'm red, so I'm like sticking out like a sore thumb. Game goes on. We win by like 7 or 8 points. Close enough, but still enough of a win. And afterwards, when we walked through that stadium of 20,000 Kentucky fans and maybe 200 Gonzaga fans, we are like high-fiving each Gonzaga fan we see. We're like jumping up and down with people being like, "We're winners, we're winners, we're winners." Like, we couldn't get enough. It was just like the best experience. And that Gonzaga community that followed you, like, some guy was like, "My daughter's on the rowing team, I need a picture of you guys." Like, totally sent pictures. But yeah, it's something that makes me continue want to keep going to games, continue investing in the community, continue showing up and just like offering that support for the next generation of Zags.
That's so cool. Yeah.
This last weekend for Easter break, well, you know, aside from like how the actual game went against Purdue, the experience was really amazing because so I went back home. I'm from the Seattle area. So this is like in Fremont. We went to a bar that's like kind of near downtown where a lot of like recent grads kind of hang out. They're all working downtown and then they live around downtown. And so they all watched the game there was a Zags game at this one bar in Fremont. And it was packed with Zags. Like, I saw Lou Busby there, actually.
Oh, really?
And like, and Gifty. And I saw, like, people. And my brother, my brother graduated. He's the reason I'm at Gonzaga in the first place. He graduated.
Well, so, wait,
same
we're
time.
Okay,
yeah.
We're okay.
You were convinced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, he did the convincing for me that he got carried through.
Yeah,
so I watched a game with him. So, he's, like, you know, three, four years graduated. And now graduated when we graduated high school. And the spirit, like, the Zag spirit was just, like, it felt like we were at Jack and Dan's. Like, it was insane. Like, and these guys are like, you know, between 20 and 30. And it was just so, so freaking cool. So, like, it really doesn't stop, you know? Like, it just keeps on going. Of course, it's easier in Seattle, but, I mean, I'm sure in, like, a bunch of areas, kind of on the West Coast, like, it's, you know, you're going to get that Zag spirit that's going to stay with you.
So, up and down, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know that there were some tours that I think Thane went on this last year.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's still doing it, but, like, all over the West Coast. And they were all filled with Zags.
Yeah.
It's wild to see.
That's great.
Well, I don't want to ask this. I mean, I can ask this question because, of course, we're all seniors and we're almost done. We're a month away.
Just very scary.
It's close. But rather than asking you kind of like what's next, what's something you're just looking forward to after college?
That's a good question. I'll be in Seattle. Big time corporate job. I'm going to be in the office a lot. Big Ten sounds ego-y. It's intense. I'll just say that. But I think something I've really been wanting to do is figure out who I am outside of that job. Like, I will be spending around 60 hours a week in the office working. But who can I be? How can I be someone that gives back? How can I continue the Gonzaga values after graduation? How can I be someone that still creates community in that setting? Like, just because you're not in your Gonzaga community anymore doesn't mean you shouldn't still try and create that everywhere you go. I think that's a special part of doing it. So mine's really just getting the lay of the land, figuring out how I can transform the values and things that I've loved here onto my, like, capital A adult life. So yeah, hoping to get outside a lot, going backpacking trips around the Seattle area, hoping to volunteer somewhere, hoping to, like, eat well and sleep enough and see the people I love. But yeah, just finding that balance of things, I think, is something that I'm hoping to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say for me, I mean, all those things, yeah. Hopefully I'll be eating well, sleeping, I do get over a cold right now. So
sleep for the week.
I remember going from high school to college and the summer before we came, thinking, being kind of nervous because it'd been so long since I'd made friends, and being like, wow, I haven't made friends in 4 years. And obviously that's a little bit of an over-exaggeration, but going into college, that was a big thing to think about, of I'm going to this place where I know no one, I have to actually make friends. And so now doing that again and going through that same thought process as we go into the next phase is really just the same deal. Obviously it's a bit different. You're not just hyper centralized around all people your age, but there is a bit of excitement around, if I was able to make the best friends I've had in these last 4 years, now let's look at the next 10, 15, whatever years, pulling in the people that I have now, but also just finding a ton of new relationships between everybody I'm going to meet. There's an intimidation factor, but also a lot of excitement. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Who am I actually going to be when we step out of here? I have no idea.
Similar stuff. I think, you know, everything that they said. I also think that I'm kind of ready to graduate because I feel like Gonzaga's kind of developed me, like, so much, and I'm excited to see, like, how that growth kind of affects my next stage of life. Like, I think through, of course, like, typical, not just like the classroom experiences, like anything from learning about Plato's Cave to like Microsoft Excel, but also like, you know,
two things Mateo thinks about all
exactly not the Roman Empire, yeah. Definitely like just stuff like search, like Hogan, you know, GSCG, studying abroad, like all that stuff kind of is really like in a 360 degree sense, I feel like has just given me so much purpose and like an understanding of myself, what my role is in the world after as a servant leader. So like, I really just, I'm like so eager to, honestly, I'm extremely sad to graduate soon, but I'm also so eager to like make so much meaning out of everything I've learned in these 4 years. So
I've been trying to find like the right word to talk about graduation, and I've called it senior sad for a while just because I thought that encapsulated, but I was on the phone with my friend who goes to school across the country, and she's like, it's not bittersweet, it's just this level of gratitude that you have. I don't know if you feel this as well, Jack, but it's like, it's so sad because it was so good. And we've been able to do so much and be involved in so much. And like, I look up to you a ton for how much you've been able to do in the PR space and like what you've been able to do at the school. Like, you had everybody in stitches during Story Slam that one time. I think that just like set the bar so high. And like Mateo said, and all of his buzzwords and everything, like, we just have the coolest community of people. If it's in the business school, like Mateo and I are in, if it's in arts and sciences and PR and broadcasting, if it's in engineering and computer science, like, there is so many cool pockets of people, and I really feel like the people that buy in and connect to it just create the coolest group of people. And it's hard to leave, but you're so proud and grateful for, like, being able to experience it.
Mm-hmm. Sadness is the perseverance of love.
Some more
buzzwords.
This is all going to be Mateo. Is just on the... Mateo is all over Gonzaga. So I'm excited with these. I like that a lot, though. Sadness is the perseverance of love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come up with that yourself?
I heard it somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I guess if we're kind of winding down, is there kind of a last thought that we can kind of wrap this all together with? What's something we can leave our listeners with, our kind mm-hmm. listeners?
I'd say it's your responsibility to be grateful. I think not to tie it back again to like the COVID start, that whole sob story, but I think there are so many reasons to see the worst in a situation. Just like there's so many reasons to see the good in a situation, the only thing that decides which one you're going to see is your own attitude, basically. So like, it's all that's actually happening. You can grab positivity from so many places. Like, I remember when I started Gonzaga, started with COVID, it's going through stuff, and all I could think about was like, like COVID, like I just want this normal Gonzaga experience. My brother talked about CM being really fun, and like here it's like we can't even like, you know, walk into each other's rooms, stuff like that. But then I really thought about it, and then it you know, at the start of this podcast I said like, like Gonzaga handled it really well. It took me years to really like internalize that. It shouldn't have taken me years. I should have realized that like kind of like in the present, you know, and like realize that there's so much to be grateful for despite like shortcomings. Of course, gratitude got easier when we started moving away from COVID back into the real world. But even then, like there's always ways that we can take so many things for granted. And I can think of like 50 right now at like Gonzaga, but I'd say like the top one is the community. Like it really, because it's just the buzzword, but because it really ties into all aspects of your growth at the university. It's mm-hmm. community is what makes your social life amazing, you know, through like having great friends, that kind of stuff. You know, it's what makes your, you know, professional side of it, your professional development side of it amazing. You know, we have an amazing alumni network community that helps you with everything, amazing professors. Even the students around you are so inspiring, and they set this certain standard for you to hit too, like that you owe yourself for your career. And so it really just ties into, and then the last one I'd say is your own mental, emotional health, you know, for your own stuff, because we each deserve to like just be super happy, and like the community that Gonzaga sets up really just helps you with that. So that's a community.
Yeah. I think you guys might have heard me say this before, but I don't cry a whole lot. Like there's not a whole lot of reasons to cry. And so when I have a reason to cry, I'm very appreciative for it. And this can be like crying from a breakup, or crying for a good reason, or crying from whatever it may be. But the real reason behind that is if things are going so well that I'm not crying very often, and then I finally do, there's a reason. It really makes you appreciate the highs and the lows. And I cried the other day on Easter. We did a potluck with all my friends, and we had a fire, and we were just sitting around the fire. There was nothing sentimental about it, but I was just like, had some tears. And it was a really odd thing, because it's like we're a month and a half out from graduation, or a month from graduation, whatever it may be. But it was so meaningful, because I was looking around at this group of people who, like I said earlier, I've known for 4 years, and have not felt that level of care for a group of people, I think, ever beyond family and that kind of thing. And so if there's anything that I would just leave, and what I always encourage freshmen or whoever I meet that's younger, even considering coming here, is I don't say, hey, this is the great program, or you should do this activity or that. I just use the examples of the people that I have around me. And the only way you get there is by being okay, being yourself, and don't just play the part, actually get in with everyone else and go through the motions, go to the games, tent. I've slept on the concrete in front of the thing more like 3 times, which is way more than I should have. It's really cold. And this is not even for tent. Like, just go with those people, be open, be vulnerable, get into it. Mm-hmm. And I think by the time you leave your senior year, you'll just have so much gratitude, not to the, I mean, to the professors and all that, but more to those people around you that are going to go with you. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't trade that for the world.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's kind of 3 things for me. There's gratitude is number one. Number 2 is a growth mindset. And number 3 is buying in. So gratitude, like everything you guys said, trying to stay present in the moment while also knowing it's a moment, and it's fleeting. Number 2, with that word I said. What was that word?
Number 2. Growth mindset.
Growth mindset. Yeah. Thank you.
Active listener.
It's active, my pleasure. Listener. Good. Growth mindset. Grandpa mentioned this, but like, it's not going to be easy. And you're going to grow, and you're going to change. And every semester is different, which is really fun in a sense. And it's also hard because you're constantly surrounded by different people. Who knows what's happening in your personal life? Who knows what you're getting involved with this in this semester? It's hectic. It's chaotic. It's a time of change. So that's like being able to look at it and know that even if it's hard, you're going to learn something from it has been huge for me. And then lastly, like we've kind of already mentioned this before, but you get in what you put out. So give a little bit of heart, even when it's hard, even when you're going through the emotions, even when you don't want to do it, and people will reward you with that and show up tenfold. So be authentic throughout all those things, and I think you can really set yourself up.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Appreciate you.
I think my kind of final thought is, I think for all of us, and I think for a lot of seniors here at Gonzaga, to look back, or even as a freshman, to look at where you are now, mm-hmm. I think all of our freshman selves would be proud of where we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think they'd be excited for their next 4 years.
Yeah. We'll and yours would really probably have no idea where you
are. I'd be
up.
Like, how did I get there?
Yeah.
I'm not a dunk.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. This has been great. I really appreciate the opportunity to reflect and connect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Zag to Zag. This episode was edited, hosted, and produced by Jack Talbot. To find more Zag to Zag and other podcasts on the Gonzaga University Podcast Network, remember to check out gonzaga.edu/podcasts. Thanks again.